Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a Sunday series finale in the final game this season between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by Shuckers development coach Danny Larson. Danny, appreciate you taking the time.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're almost 100 games into this season. It's your first season in pro ball. How you enjoying it so far?
Yeah, it's been great. It's definitely a long season, so definitely getting used to that. But yeah, it's fun to show up to the ballpark every day, 6 days a week, and get after it with the staff and the players. So
yeah, what's that like for you on the coaching side, coming up from junior college? But like you said, 6 out of 7 days of the week you're playing baseball and you're playing a game.
Yeah, it's definitely different having those games every single day. You know, in college you got your midweeks and then you got the weekend games, and you kind of got that time in between to reset, practice, and get after it. Versus pro ball, it's practiced in the afternoon and you're under the lights at night playing. So yeah, definitely a little bit of an adjustment there, but it's been fun to be a part of, fun to see, and fun to learn and experience with the staff and the players.
How much do you enjoy that, playing 6 out of 7 days a week?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, every single day you get to see the adjustments that are made or the game plan get executed. So every single day is a new day. Whether it was a win or loss the day before, it doesn't matter. Show up the next day and get after it and hope for the best results. So
you talk about it. It's a long season, 138 games, 6 out of 7 days a week for what is essentially 5.5 months. What's it like seeing those players develop and grow throughout the long season? Because unlike a college season, which is 3 months, 40, 50 games, this is quite a lot of time for development to happen.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, honestly, to see guys make those adjustments mid-season, turn around their seasons, or whether it's a big change or a minor adjustment. It's awesome to see. It's awesome to be a part of and just be along with to support the guys and help with what they need to do. It's definitely again different, but it's a lot of fun and sweet to see just players making those adjustments and then having to go out and try to get a hit tonight.
Talking about differences, last year you were at Iowa Central Community College in a junior college clubhouse. Now you're hanging around pro players, guys with multiple years of professional experience, 2 steps away from the big leagues. What's it been like around the Shuckers clubhouse this year?
Yeah, the Shuckers clubhouse has been great. It's been awesome. Definitely really, really good vibes. Got a really holistic staff that we get to work with, and then just being around the players, you know, it's a ton of fun to see them with their career and how they advance and just how they go about their business. At the junior college level, it's a bunch of guys that are trying to make baseball their career, which is fun to be a part of. And those guys put their heads right in the dirt and hit the ground running. But it's no different in pro ball. This is guys' career, and they're here to get better and try to make their dreams continue to come true. So it's awesome to be a part of. It's fun to be in the clubhouse. Just a great overall staff and team to be a part of.
How rewarding is it to then see those adjustments and those successes pay off in a big time way, especially for this team in the month of July? They're averaging almost 7 runs a night.
Yeah, it's been a ton of fun. I mean, you see guys like Lamar Sparks make a big adjustment and really turn around his season. You see guys like Wilkin make a small adjustment and start to get burning a little bit. So yeah, it's great to see those adjustments pay off. It's great to see them, the way they go about their business and take what they do in pregame each day and into the game at night.
You talk about that adjustment from Lamar that's led to the big month. What was that adjustment that's led to what has been one of the hottest months in Double A?
Yeah, he just kind of changed his setup a little bit, and really, really came in just ready to do whatever it took to make a change and see some more positive sides. And yeah, he's really hit the ground running, and he works at it every single day. It's not one change that was made and he stopped working at it. He just keeps working to get better and sees those results right on the field right away.
So what's it been like working around this coaching staff? Because it's almost like you guys are a family. You're around the ballpark more than sometimes you are in your own apartment away from the ballpark.
Yeah, it's a great coaching staff to be a part of. Getting to work with JJ in the cage and the hitters has been a ton of fun and a great learning experience for me. Being around pitching coaches Will and Paul, able to bounce ideas off of them or ask them questions when we're preparing for a pitcher. The athletic staff and training staff has been great too. So it's a wonderful staff to be around and push each other and have fun with each other as well and win some ball games with them.
Again, we're almost 100 games in your first pro season. What's been your favorite part?
It's been fun to travel around and see see a different part of the country, see baseball at this Southern League level, see all the arms that we face, the talent in our dugout and in the other dugout has been really just cool to see the level of baseball and be able to learn and help out as much as I can.
Danny, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers, Blue Wahoos coming your way next.